This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. There's nothing more to say about that. We're almost to Friday. Just enjoy Thursday. I feel like this week has just rushed by. I just had, you know, such busy days. And Bryn was saying this week felt like 10,000 years long. But for me,
well,
I'm
you're
like,
building
oh
the
God.
Great wall at your house. So I do think that as you build a wall that can be seen from outer space, you're probably doing way more work than the rest of us after the show.
Yeah.
You know, you clock
well,
in
these
at your
people
other
actually
gig.
Have jobs over here. Right. Oh, right. If only I got paid for that other job, that'd be great. And then I could maybe get a vaccination. Soon, though. I mean, pretty soon our tier is going to open, isn't it, Vin? Like 50 and up?
I'd like to think so, yes.
Yeah. Because right now it's everybody with
but us.
Pre-existing conditions. But I feel like we deserve it. We've done our part. Anywho,
I see texters and stuff saying like, "How are you guys getting appointments?" When I went there, there are tons of availability. There's like so much available slots that you can sign up for.
Where did you start that though? Like,
I don't even know.
Did you go to a website?
My brother sent me the link. I have no idea where.
I just joined a queue and
I can look it up.
And then
waited
your time
for
came
them
up.
To waited for them to email me.
And that was Kaiser, right? Yeah. I've heard that it's actually a pretty good system through Kaiser.
Yeah,
I'm sure
then,
mine was the same as your dad. I mean, your husband.
My dad, John.
Yeah.
Crunch.
Okay. Anyway, whatever. He's more like my mom. He takes care of me.
Oh, shut up. Dare you.
I was hoping he put on his frilly little French maid outfit when he was cooking yesterday. You know, it was oh my God, he made corned beef and cabbage because it was St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. So just like the whole house just smelled so good. Just oh,
it did poke my head and just
you mean like feet?
No, it smelled like cooking
smelled
corned
delicious.
Beef and oh my God, it was
and
so,
cabbage.
You don't really
it smells
smell
like
the
dirty
cabbage.
Laundry.
No, stop ugh. It. It's all cooking in the same pot, so it's in like a meat soup. So good. So good. Where's Gretchen when I need her? I thought you have some new way of playing your sound effects today with you that you wanted
working.
To test out.
Well, I'm testing it. I'm actually working on it right now. Here, let me get...
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it's all just, right. You know, I gotta like work. Things are tough sometimes. But I do have a new system, so I can find things faster, and I'm testing that part out. It's still the same, but different. That's all. Never mind. Cares.
This is actually, we've accomplished today. Today is Awkward Moments Day. Did you know this?
No.
Well, it is. See, we're having our own
like officially?
Awkward moment.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, apparently. It's also Absolutely Incredible Kid Day.
All right.
This is like the participation trophy day. I
yeah.
Because not all kids are incredible, let's face it. Kids are the future. They've had a pretty tough year as well. This day is celebrated to encourage adults to write a young person a note letting them know just why they're so amazing. Mm. You're supposed to write a note to a kid today. You going to do that, Ben? Do my kids still count as kids? I could write them a
no,
note.
No, they're grown men.
They're grown men.
They
yeah, humongous. I mean, I could do that. I try very hard to build her up. Build both of them up, actually.
Well,
I don't want
the day,
to overly inflate, you know, them. And I there are times when I feel like maybe that's I've definitely said to my youngest, you know, things about her being very smart or things about her being so pretty. And she always goes, I know. And I'm like, oh, my God. Okay.
You know, I don't listen. I don't think you should stop. My dad, you know, he kind of idolized me. I mean, I was pretty awesome.
Right.
But
sure.
But seriously, like I knew that when I was at my house, my dad just thought the world of me. Like, and he still like, I call him up and he'll be like, oh, Sarah. You know, it's really like he told me I could do anything, and I believed him, and that's a huge component in who I became. And I think that, you know, I don't think a dad can. I think a girl needs to know that she's got someone who just thinks the world of her.
And you also, as a parent, for the record, as a parent, you are also unfortunately in charge of nudging them a million different times a day. And one of the reasons why I do that is because I feel like we're always hacking on this kid. Mm. Always. Like, it's like,
no,
one
don't
thing
do that.
Every
do
other step
right.
is another screw up where we're like, look, you can't do that. And so there's definitely like a push and pull going on right there where I'm like, okay, well, I've said 20 things that you've done wrong. I better, you know, give you a little.
You got to give her something to make her feel good about
right.
herself.
That's what that movie Yes Day is all about. Remember that movie?
Oh, did you watch
about?
That?
I turned it on and it was good enough, but I was really tired and I fell asleep. So I'm not saying it wasn't good or I was bored, but I was really exhausted that
this
day.
This is a Jennifer Garner. Is it a Netflix thing? I think
it's
it is.
A Netflix thing. Yeah, it was adorable.
Yes Day.
I think Anita finished it.
It looked really cute.
Yeah, it looked adorable. I just didn't get through it. You know.
No, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You can't get through everything. I mean, there's so much.
Right. Long days, you know.
Sure. Anyway, today's absolutely incredible kid day and awkward moment day. So let's... Sometimes I actually really... Okay. Thanks, Whitney.
She believes...
I love that it's awkward moments day. Sometimes I really love awkward moments. Like, you'll find yourself in one with someone and then you acknowledge it and it makes it better. Like, oh, this is kind of awkward. Yeah, it is. Anyway. See how...
Have we been having those? I haven't felt that.
We have that. We have them constantly. We just had one. You didn't notice how awkward that got?
I don't feel the awkwardness. Sorry, I'm just comfortable with
it
you guys.
It seems fine.
Yeah, I don't...
I feel like it's nice and awkward. It was certainly an awkward moment when suddenly someone told us they got a vaccination last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little awkward.
That was awkward.
But it's not out of the ordinary. She's a liar. Awkward. She's like a constant liar. We're not surprised by that, are we?
Well, she's a liar. She's all her secrets.
Nobody asked.
Nobody asked. Again,
wow.
The number one story in the world is this pandemic.
Right. It's like, you cheated on me. Well, you didn't ask that if I did that guy or not.
Sheesh.
You cheated and then you lied. No,
you guys
would
have found out if Brent didn't throw me under the bus.
Oh, you wouldn't have admitted it even today?
No.
Oh, my God.
Just because...
Well, now everyone knows. You're going to get shamed.
Well, I feel like there is this vaccination shame.
Yeah.
So that's why...
I agree, because if I didn't feel that there was, I would absolutely lie and try and cut the line.
Yeah.
But then me and John were talking about it last night. I'm like, well, then I would have to lie on the air and say I haven't gotten it yet. And then what good is it? Because I can't be seen in public because I haven't got the vaccination. Like, it's just so... It's... I want it so bad, but I'm breathing through.
I'm just
my
happy.
Need.
My mom's happy we're getting it.
Just well, sure. Your mom is actually compromised. I think there's valid reasons for you to go get it.
Yeah,
and you have another job. What's this other job of yours?
Oh God,
what are you doing?
Oh, she doesn't want to talk about it. Maybe she
really. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Say what field it's in if you want.
It's in the food industry.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't want people like dropping in on your restaurant to have you wait on their table or something? Is that...
She's all trying right, to tell you to stop.
Talk about awkward
this
moments.
I like an awkward moment. Plus, she never tells us anything. I mean, I'm actually kind of upset about the whole the vaccination
actually,
thing.
Actually, I did say something off the air over Zoom, and you were on it because I told Bryn. And you were there. You were just about
I'm
to
never
out.
Listening when you guys are talking. Please.
Oh, that's good to know.
Well, now I'm going to be listening. All right, Vinny, remember a couple of days ago I was telling you about A-Rod and J-Lo and they might be breaking up and there's smoke and who the hell knows what's going
on?
Yeah,
that was actually a big story for a minute there.
It was.
It seemed like a couple headed for marriage.
Yeah,
well,
they've been engaged for a while now. So they're making an extreme effort this week, it appears, to say they are in it to win it. She was shooting something in the Dominican Republic, and he flew down there over the weekend, or maybe Monday. And that, then of course, the PDA posts start happening. Like, they know that she's at some hotel or some resort or whatever. And you'd think she's J-Lo. You'd think they'd give her the most private place where no one can get to her. But these paparazzi can get anywhere. They get in palm trees. They do whatever they have to do to get to you. So they put on a little show on the back porch, on the back patio of this place that they're staying in the Dominican Republic. And they look affectionate. They had a great source, I guess, who was sitting in a palm tree, said they had a great couple of days in the Dominican Republic. They continue to work through things. That's the status quo right now. They're together. That's where they are today. Whatever bump in the road, they decided they were going to try and work things through. He called in from behind a planter. So they were photographed looking affectionate, and she's in her robe, and she's stretching, and he's got his mask on, and then he takes it off and gives her a smooch. And I still don't have any word on what caused the rift. She might have a name. I don't have the lady's name right in front of me, but some model that he's, and she's hot. Like, I saw a picture of her. Let me see if I can find her name. She's in this story somewhere.
This is the girl he's
allegedly
been linked to.
Is it Madison?
McCready or something?
LaCroix?
Oh, she's a reality TV star, right?
I don't know what she is, but what I do know is she is hot. There was a picture of her
she's on Southern Charm.
Southern Charm, that's a reality show?
Yeah, okay. On Bravo.
Of course. But I thought, because at first I was scrolling down through the story, I thought it was J-Lo's abs. And then I looked and it wasn't. Oh, there, that's the one I was looking at.
That's the lady?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to zoom
that
in on
he's
that.
Linked to?
On that midsection. But they're saying it's no, that's not true.
Let's jump to the next one.
What's her name?
Madison LaCroix.
Oh, okay. Boy, she comes right up, doesn't she?
She sure does.
This hasn't hurt her public image at all.
Not one bit. Suddenly, people have heard of the show Southern Belles. I'm sorry, but I had
Southern
never heard of that
Charm?
Show previous to this. Whatever it's called.
Southern Charm.
Southern
I've never Charm. Watched it.
You should watch it. We should watch that show.
Under Madison LaCroix, it says, born in Greenville, South Carolina, education, Carolina College hair design.
Well, her hair
TV shows,
is
Southern
fantastic.
Charm.
There, all right. Boy, is that the resort they're at? Mm-hmm. That looks pretty spectacular. Plenty of palm trees to hide in, paparazzi.
Well,
yeah,
you know what? I don't know
out.
About them because, you know, celebrities lead different lives. But I do, for the first time in my life, I've had situations come up where in your relationship, you have to work it out. And mm-hmm. it sucks, but you do because you have more things.
It's worth it.
Involved
worth
and
it.
You've got a right. family and you've got to figure out how to get past certain stuff. And right. so maybe that's what they're up to. I don't know.
Could be. I'm not sure. I know that we started late, but I don't know how it's 6:25 already. Okay, take a guess. What is Kanye worth? What is Kanye West worth?
$1 billion.
Times six. They are saying right now that based on Yeezy alone, he's got between $3.2 billion and $4.7 billion. His clothing line is, and the sneakers, make him worth a ton. I had a whole breakdown.
Is this
on
like
all this stuff
value? In. So this isn't really money in the bank. This is his value as a designer.
No, they're saying that's what the company's worth, or his portion of what he owns of the company is valued at that.
All right.
He also has $122 million in cash and stock, $110 million from his music catalog, $1.7 billion in other assets, including they're actually including Skims in this, the $1.7 billion that he is.
That's her company, right?
But apparently he owns a piece of it. He invested in it too. So the bad news here, I mean, good news for him, Kanye's rich. He can afford the help he needs, whether or not he decides to get it, he can run for president as many times as he wants. He can certainly afford it. That's my takeaway. Anyway, $6 billion is what they're saying he's worth. She gets $1 million for every year that they were married from him in their prenup. So $6 million bucks. I have no idea if that means everything else is completely separate and it's that easy. She's worth it. She doesn't need any of his money. But they're
but
saying this,
take it anyway.
This,
go ahead,
sure,
cut
of course,
check.
The split should be pretty.
Deal's a deal.
Yeah, I'm going to need that $6 million.
Deal's a deal. Right.
Deal's a deal.
How many millions
right
for each kid that she provides for him as well? Is that in there too? Or?
Oh, how many kids? What does he get per kid?
What does she get per
what
kid?
What does she get per kid? And do the surrogate kids count?
Yes, of course.
All the kids count. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I got a lot of stuff. We've got rain today, too, so I'll do some. I'll get you up on that. March Madness begins today and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.